This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Welcome, Carm Capriotto, the Service Aftermarket's podcast pioneer. Join me each week for aftermarket insights from my guest host and an industry first, a virtual shop tour. Use the industry's premier podcast as your personal networking resource. And as always, know that you'll learn one thing. The video for this show is on the Aftermarket Weekly page on remarkableresults.biz or on my YouTube channel. We're going to go out to Augusta, Georgia, and actually Augusta and Grovestown, Georgia, for a tour of the ATC Auto Center with Brian Weeks, my guest host. Hey, Brian.
Carm, how are you doing today?
I'm great, man. Thank you so much for being here and for doing this tour for us. And something really extra special is going on at ATC Auto Center, and I'm going to tell you in a minute. We're going to be in Grovestown?
That's correct. Grovestown, Georgia.
Let's show a picture of that. Man, did you build that from scratch?
Yes, we did. About 6.5 years ago.
How nice. It's a beautiful place. Can't wait to get inside of it. We thank Dorman so much for their support. The aftermarket is filled with companies that make replacement parts, but few invest in design, engineering, manufacturing, programming, and testing like Dorman. They are home to hundreds of mechanical, electrical, and manufacturing engineers spread out all across the globe who ensure every part that is produced meets rigorous industry standards for performance. To do this, Dorman utilizes cutting-edge technology and equipment to test fit, form, and functionality of all their parts. Some of these tests include rapid prototyping 3D models for fitment checks, tolerance testing on both mechanical and electronic components through salt fog and thermal heat and pressure testing. Dorman drives their dedication to their engineering by including their in-house programmers who write and test new software solutions. Solving for a problem is what powers the innovation engine at Dorman. Dorman invests in these OE innovations to help you save time, your customer money, and prevent vehicles from coming back to your shop. Hey, to learn more about Dorman's engineering process, visit dormanproducts.com/tour. Hey, Brian, you and Mike Davidson, we did an episode together, How to Pass a Wage and Hour Audit from the Department of Labor. By the way, thank you so much for doing that. It's episode 704. And if you feel like you're on the backside of trying to be compliant with wage and hour, you owe yourself that listen.
Hopefully everybody learned a lot from that. I know it was a shock to us, but people like Mike Davidson doing the work that he did in the background was a tremendous help. So listen to it and take a look at the book that he's got.
It's a great book. And so thank you so much for doing that. I remember you and I doing a show a long, long, long time ago, episode 233 of the podcast. And that was great. We learned how you rebranded your company to ATC, and you and your brother Chris are in business. And in fact, we learned that you have a passion for racing.
That is true. That is true. Sometimes it's a sickness, but we keep it at bay.
And this guy started to rebuild transmissions, I think, at the age of 14. And so you were stuck, man. You couldn't get out.
That's right. And love it.
Good for you. Hey, Brian, how's business, my friend?
Man, it is doing wonderful. We cannot be any more fortunate than what we are. Both stores are doing real well, and awful blessed.
Well, good for you. So happy. We're about ready to talk about something that is going on at your place. You are a member of Pro Service with Elite Worldwide.
That is correct.
This worked out better than we would have ever thought, because when I asked Brian to come on, he says, really, I'm going to have 36 other shop owners here, and I don't think I have time to come on. And I said, it's the perfect time to come on.
When you reached out to me, I was like, well, that's interesting. So we've got a lot going on. We're a member of Elite Worldwide's Pro Service Group, which is 90 of the top shops around the U.S. and some in Canada. And usually we will have a kickoff meeting, which has been moved and postponed until June of this year, which actually has been opened up to a few more people than just Elite Pro Service this year. Then we do a spring meeting and a fall meeting. So we had signed up to be a host for the spring meeting back in 19 when COVID hit and had to postpone. And then we signed back up with Jim Murphy and the group. So we're looking forward to everybody being here and helping us. You know, there's nothing like having your peers come and help you. I mean, you've got people from all over the United States. The advance team is actually here now. They're in there talking with some of the advisors and some of the technicians and watching our workflow, and they're here to help us. I mean, we've got people from Oregon to Ohio to Illinois that are actually here helping. I just can't say enough about your peers coming to look at what you're doing. Sometimes it feels a little invasive, but the more you open up and the more your peers can see how you operate, they can input and they'll take a little bit away, but they'll also add tremendous amount of value and help us with our processes and systems.
You just said the key word there. It could be a little invasive. I mean, it's nothing like being stripped naked in front of all your buddies, right?
Absolutely.
You have to be ready to take the report card. I think that's where you put the ego on the shelf. You become humble. You're going to learn so much about what other people see. And they're not there to criticize. They're there to help.
They're there to help. And I think the biggest thing, Carm, is humility is the first part of leadership that you have to overcome. And open yourself up to people that have been in the industry as long as we have, and knowing that they are here to help. They're not here to hurt. And there are some things that we need to take and say we've got to get better at. And somebody also in the after it's over with to be able to hold us accountable.
Well, you know what? One of the things I like about what you're telling me is I hear the word structure, okay? There are a lot of local business development groups, independent groups. They get together. I'm in one here in Buffalo, and we get together and we do shop visits. But one of the things that we don't do is we don't come away with a report card. We don't come away. We're just learning. And what you're doing there is they're not only learning, but they're suggesting. And I think that would be the next step anytime someone visits a shop is to be able to say, hey, thanks for being here. What did you see? Any comments? And did you learn something from me or can I learn something from you? And I think that's the broad mindset that we all have to have when we visit each other's shops.
Right. And I've been fortunate enough, my brother and I have visited other shops and really open our minds to what people are doing and say, wow, man, they're really doing this well. Have you ever thought about this or that? You know, and for us to be able to host this meeting, you know, we've got just a phenomenal coach in Jim Murphy, Bob Cooper with Elite Worldwide that's got our backing. And it goes a lot further than just coming, having a visit, people looking, giving you a list and saying, here, this is the things that you need to take care of. No, it's meetings and again, your peers holding you accountable. So it's not just 36 shop owners that are going to be here. I've got to answer to those shop owners and say, all right, we need to see some action in these areas. And I like it. Sometimes it takes sometimes we're a little hard-headed as business owners. And then we need a little bit more of a push than others, but it's healthy. It's really healthy. And you can, everybody in the organization grows when you learn from your peers throughout your industry.
You want to get better. So you see this report card, this list, and I'm sure it's more formal than, hey, Brian, I think you could do this better, or hey, Brian, I think you could do this better. I'm sure there's intelligent dialogue written, something's written down. So you probably have a chance to say, okay, how would you do it, or what is your, so you can get into the weeds on some of these suggestions because your team is there. And you may have 36 people there in 36 different ways to fix workflow. And then you have to decide that there's got to be one really good thing, boom, that just sparks your change.
Exactly. The way that ProService and Jim Murphy has this stuff laid out is it's not just 36 shop owners that come into an organization and everybody's focusing on everything. It's broken apart in sections to where, you know, there'll be a team working on workflow. There'll be a team that talks with the technicians. There'll be a team that does interviews with team members. And each person, each team has a lead. And then from that standpoint, they make notes. And then we go back and take a couple of hours to really digest some of that and come up with some bullet points of action items that need to be takeaways. So they're really looking, you know, we've had the marketing team looking at every bit of our social media and website and how we're managing that. You know, we've had an RO audit team, and those advanced teams are here now really watching today and tomorrow how things are going. So we're going to kick the meeting off on Wednesday, and then we'll have everyone at the shop on Thursday for 2 to 2.5 hours to physically see and experience, and then go back and break those things down. So then from that, the real work starts for us.
It's an autopsy on your business.
Exactly.
I know that sounds a little weird, but they're literally opening up the chest.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And we're just trying to be transparent with everything, because if you're not, then you can't be helped like you need to be.
Hey, thanks for that, the behind the scenes that's going on with Pro Service and what's going on at ATC. I want to talk about some new listens that we had this week. You know, we rock and roll with all these, this great, great positivity of business acumen in the industry. Good friend Murray Voth, a business coach out of Canada, How to Change Your Mindset. Believe you me, you're going to love that show. And then the next best improvement is Lean. My blog yesterday was on the power and the value of this show, the next best improvement in Lean. And Matt Fonslow had Nathan Bryan on, and Hunt Demarest, the Aftermarket Radio Network, had talking about lean productivity. So thank you all for listening to all those great shows. Brian, I think it's time for us to get a virtual shop tour with you. Let's do this.
There are a couple of the guys there on the right, Gary Pontius and Rich, that are part of the advanced team. So we built this location 6.5 years ago, really just tried to build and design this around our brand and our values. And you'll notice, like, this is the front area, obviously well-branded, got a couple of advisors and open kiosk type instead of a long desk. So it's easier for somebody to access, and it's a lot less threatening.
I love the kiosk, the standalones. If anyone travels, goes to hotels, that was part of a major change in customer intimacy by not having the long counter. It was almost like a demarc line that you didn't want to cross. I love that openness. Nice job.
Right. It worked out real well. And then you'll see the glass partitions that separate between the customer waiting area. And really, I think in this industry, it needs to be more about transparency. And that's the reason why we built this location the way that we did, is to be open and transparent in everything that we do. If a customer's sitting in this waiting area, which you can see some of our values that are posted, we do more about that part of it than trying to sell anything. We want you to know who we are. Those values are a part of how we designed and built this business. You see, there's old Craig Noel.
All right. Make sure you say hello to all my friends that are there, because I know just about everybody who's there. Great.
So if you look over to the right, well, behind Craig, where he's getting a cup of coffee this morning, that's a little bit more about who we are, you know, more of our branding. But over in the service advisor area, you can see that it's open and glass to where you can see what they're doing. They're not hidden back somewhere. And then you can also see out into the shop area, which holds everybody in the shop accountable on the front counter and out in the shop. So this is the parts room. This is where we advisors sometimes will come back and write estimates and whatnot. That's our whiteboard where we have meetings on Mondays and Thursdays. Typical parts room. What you see with the folders hanging up, or those are our tech folders. And this is actually a return system that the girl that handles the parts for us, Katie, had designed, so that when one of our parts suppliers come in, they know where to put the parts. And when technicians may have cores or returns or whatnot, they'll know where to put those. And then when the parts houses come in, then those are the return. That's the return area. So
I like the fact that you can get to the parts room, which is a nerve center for you, from both, from I think three different ways, it looks like.
That's correct. Organization is key. So we try to keep things organized, but in the hustle and bustle of every day, sometimes that gets a little difficult. But each one of the pegs are designed for technicians. That's a technician folders. And then there's a corresponding shelf for parts for each one of the technicians. So they'll know all right, here's the ticket that I have to work on next, and here are the parts. Everything's here. Let's go.
Every envelope contains a repair order?
That's correct.
And keys, it looks like.
Yes. And we'll go down the hall here, and on the left is a break room. So everybody can kind of, whether they're going to eat lunch at the shop, or you see the muffins that one of the technicians baked this morning and brought in. It's all free game when it's on the table.
I love the fact that I'm sure when Brian interviews people, they ask him if they could bake.
That's exactly right. Man, and he can really do it as well. So, and this is the back office. We use this kind of a conference area. This is where we're kind of using to meet, doing things like this with you. So gives us a little bit of space away. All right, now we're going to go out into the main shop. We have six technicians. Each technician, which we'll get to, has either one or two lifts, depending on, you know, it's kind of like move your feet, lose your seat. But it's designed around, you know, the general service techs being able to remain in their bay and become more efficient. And then once we turn around here, there's an old classic that we're putting some tires on. You'll see that each technician has a workstation where they have a laptop and they have a tablet to do their digital vehicle inspections. Some of them use their telephones, but most have an area so they can sit down and really make notes, do research, whatever the case may be.
The two bays assigned per tech, are they across from each other or side by side?
They're side by side for most, and you'll notice there's another GS tech that kind of floats in this bay where this yellow Jeep is, and then across the other side of the shop. So, but for the most part, like right here, you'll see this technician's got two bays, and then obviously set up. And
so, is there a laptop per station too? Everybody's got a laptop
per station, right.
and a tablet.
And we've got the alignment machine. And then on this end's a 12,000-pound two-post lift so that, you know, larger trucks and stuff like that, that's kind of free game for everybody. That's our young lady, Zoe. She's been with us for a couple of years. It's an interesting story about her. She did her senior project on females in the automotive industry and worked with us part-time while she took automotive in the local college and then came to work with us. She's been... December will be 2 years that she's been full-time with us. Does a fabulous job.
So are you in an industrial park?
Yes, industrial area. And this is kind of a back porch. We've got two bay doors where everything on the back, we can just shut the door down at night and secure it. But then it can be open during the day. And if it's cool or whatnot, the interior door can be shut and the heat can stay in the building. So deliveries can still be made without having to open the door. There's a little bit more of our branding with our values that are out in the shop.
Boy, do I think that's critical to have those values posted for the customer and for your team. I think if I was a customer, I'd say those are the reasons I come here. But then those are also the reasons I work here.
And, you know, we've obviously got to focus on the customer, but I think if we more so focus on our team, the customers will get that from team members that are healthy and follow along with our values.
It's a beautiful place. I mean, it doesn't look 6 years old. It looks brand new, actually. And I know it takes an awful lot of work to keep it like that. Love the big cushy chairs are in the waiting room. Customers starting to hang out or not?
Yes. You know, being in Georgia, we weren't under some of the restrictions that some states were, even though there were times that the waiting area was closed down. But we're starting to have more and more people come and lounge with us. They enjoy it. We offer coffee and snacks and things of that nature.
It sounds like a great place to have a party, honestly.
That's right.
Well, great. Listen, I hope you get A+ rating from all of your peer shop owners that are going to be there. And you say hello to Jim Murphy for me and all of my friends that are there from the Pro Service Group from Elite Worldwide. Hey, thank you so much. We had to jump through some technology issues in order to make this work. And for you to open up your schedule for this half hour show amongst your peers from your group. Boy, I hope you learn a lot.
Well, Carm, thank you as always for having us a part of this. And we really appreciate what you do for this industry. And anything that we can do to hopefully add and give back, that's what I want to do.
Well, thank you so much. I can't tell you how much I appreciate this. Brian Weeks, ATC Auto Center, two locations, Augusta, and we just saw the tour from Grovetown. And continued success to you, my friend.
Thank you very much, Carm.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.